Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo, and I don't know what the weather is like where you are, but here in the Pacific Northwest, liquid gold is blessing us abundantly, along with a few sun breaks every now and then to make us jealous of those parts of the world where the sun shines more consistently. Well, she's been teasing us all day long. However, it's fall, it's a wonderful time of the year, and this is a great time because of the season, I think, to be able to sit back and relax and maybe do some assessments about ourselves and what it is we really, really want. And my guest today, Susan Smith-Jones, has put together a book called Walking on Air, Your 30-Day Inside and Out Rejuvenation Makeover. Susan, welcome to the show.
Donna, it's wonderful to be with you. Thank you.
Well, I had to chuckle because you said, gee, Donna, it's going to be 90 degrees where I am. You're in that magnificent state, sunny California, that I'm very familiar with, and you're having all of that sunshine. Can you huff and puff and send a little bit up here for us?
Oh, I will definitely do that. Yeah, I'm down in the Santa Monica Brentwood area, and we're having our usual October heat wave.
That's right.
Yep.
That is absolutely correct. Now, you're a woman who has been involved with holistic health for a great deal of time. You have been a health educator at UCLA. You've become involved in so many different modalities, not just for physical wellness, but also for mental wellness and emotional wellness. And when you decided to put this book together, you obviously may have started out with a certain purpose in mind, but it sort of took on a life of its own, didn't it?
Well, you know what it did? It's actually the program I taught for 30 years at UCLA, and it began way back, really, when I was a teenager, just a few years ago. And I was, long story short, Donna, I was really sick, and as I describe in the intro of this brand new book, Walking on Air, mm-hmm. and my grandmother took me under her wings and taught me how to heal my body from head to toe, inside out, and then I worked with her for years after that, learning how to live closer to nature and what she did with people. And as a result of her tremendous wisdom, I've never taken medication in my life, haven't had a cold or a flu in over a quarter of a century. So then I taught the program for about 30 years at UCLA, retired in 1999, went out on the road all over the world talking about health. And everywhere I went, people would say to me, Susan, can you make it really easy? Can you create a 30-day program that we can follow? So I did, and it's been tested on thousands of people worldwide, and I offer a 30-day life-changing, step-by-step program for a healthier, happier, and more successful year. You. So you see, Donna, it's short enough for anyone to complete, and yet it's long enough to create significant changes in how a person feels and looks. You know, changes in your personal style, your shape, your health, your finances, your relationships, your lifestyle, and your state of mind. So for each of the 30 days, I offer you one simple practice to help you refocus on total wellness.
I want to talk about your grandmother for just a minute, because she was very, very clear with you when she was communicating with you. And I think so many times clarity is so important. We try to intellectualize things until they're literally pulverized into nothingness. And she said, the body reflects the mind and the mind reflects the spirit. And she taught you a pattern of greeting every day and blessing everything that you were to come in contact with, everything that was around you and everything you were going to be experiencing. And she said, attitude is the mind's paintbrush. It can color anything. And she had another affirmation, I behold the divine in everyone and everything, and only the best for me. What wonderful seeds of thought your grandmother planted inside of you. Also, like what she said, Mother Nature didn't make potato chips, doesn't hang them on trees. You know, this is...
I know. She said, yeah, look to nature.
Yes, for what you want to eat.
You do your homework, Donna, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Amazing.
I have your book right in front of me, in fact.
Yeah.
So you have so much good information in here, and one of the components that you bring out are different types of foods that are portable, that are nutritious, and you've had so many different levels that you've been involved with. Your grandmother got you so that you became close to nature and really implanted some wonderful, wonderful thoughts in your mind, and you just have a wonderful attitude, but you also follow it up with action. So obviously you went to school, but your grandmother was that catalyst, and I think you were a very fortunate woman to have her in your life so that she could sort of put that little bit of her own personal flame to your candle wick of youth and say, here's a little bit, I'm going to light this for you, but it's going to be up to you to keep it going. Mm-hmm. With your grandmother's influence, who was the next most significant person in your life as far as this understanding and educational process that you went through to be able to share it with millions of people?
Oh, without a doubt, my mom. You know, my mom was an amazing woman, too, and she used to tell me things like, a smile is a very inexpensive way to improve your looks. Mm-hmm. And she always taught me, no matter how difficult things may be in my life and how challenging each day may be, she would always say, I think what many of our moms and grandmothers would say, that this too shall pass. But she was the one who encouraged me to visualize my goals. And she'd often say, please, my nickname is Sunny, so she'd say, Sunny, simply see the situation, no matter its topic or appearance, has already resolved. Give thanks for it. And she used to say, you know, each day, she'd say, remember, something wonderful, magical, and joyful is probably going to happen to you today, and when you least expect it. And then when I was down about something or wanted things to change quicker than they were, she would often say, honey, you can be one small decision away from making your life really work. So choose wisely. And it was my grandmother, Fritzi, who used to say, there are three things over which you have control. What you eat, how you move, you know, the exercise you get, and how you think. And you have the ability to change all three of those any day. So, you know, I've learned that we need to be aware that we might not have made some of the best choices in the past, but any day we can wake up and make it a new beginning, a fresh start, and learn from the past, but make better choices, because we really are a choice away from making our life better. Our life is a result of countless choices, from what we eat, how we think, what we believe, how we spend our time, and we've got to choose more wisely in life. If we are to live a happy, healthy, and more balanced, peaceful life.
You have a quote by Walt Whitman that I really like, and I'm going to read it verbatim from your book. And this is how it goes. A man realizes the venerable myth. He is a god walking the earth. He sees new eligibilities, powers, and beauties everywhere. He himself has a new eyesight and hearing. Play of the body in motion takes a previously unknown grace. Merely to move is then a happiness, a pleasure. To breathe, to see, is also. All the beforehand gratifications, drink, spirits, coffee, grease, stimulants, mixtures, late hours, luxuries, deeds of the night, seem as vexatious dreams. And now, the awakening.
Yes.
Those words are extremely powerful, and Walt Whitman is just a phenomenal poet. And you chose that, and that's in your first step. Your book is a 30-step program. We're going to chat about some of them. The title of that chapter is Celebrate Yourself and Live Fully. Today we have an environment that's so chaotic, it's almost exactly a replica of what the Depression was like. We have different costuming, but with this today, so many people feel like they are part of a life script that they didn't opt to write, and they're involved. And what you said just a moment ago about what your mom and your grandma told you about how you have control of your thinking, that is so very important. What would you say to someone who is listening today who maybe is without a job, who has gone through literally financial hell, and they're just saying here, you've got to be kidding. How in the world can you possibly feel good about all this crap that's going on?
And I wish I had 5 hours with you to talk about this. You know, life is a mess. There's no doubt about it. And I think much of it has to do with the consciousness, the mass consciousness of everyone. And each of us, in our own individual and small way, can make a big difference. Because whether you feel it or not right now, I believe at the level of the heart, we're all connected. So if you add more light into your life with things we'll talk about today, you'll inspire people around you, and then they'll inspire other people, and on and on and on. And if we get down and out and angry and upset and harbor all types of negative emotions like helplessness, hopelessness, guilt, frustration, jealousy, then we're going to add to that mass consciousness. But in your own beautiful life, if you can make positive changes, as simple as they can be, and I'll be excited to talk about what some of those are, and begin with, like you just said, a positive attitude, that's going to make a huge difference. You know, for example, every morning when you wake up, keep in mind that the first 40 minutes of the day sets the tone for the entire day. So it's incumbent upon you to make those first 40 minutes what? Happy, not rushed, not stressed out, and positive. So maybe the night before you lay out your exercise clothes or work clothes or set the kitchen table or get the kids' lunches made so you're not so, you know, crazy that next morning. Or maybe you just meditate for 10 minutes before the rest of the family gets up. And as you do that, you'll be a little bit more peaceful and a little bit more calm. And other people around you will absolutely feel that. You've got to be aware of your thoughts. Your thoughts are always determining your experiences.
In your book, you go in, and this is day number 3. Each day, as you mentioned earlier, you have an awareness that you're presenting, and it is mental, physical, emotional, or spiritual, or a combination of all, that you are promoting so that someone could just pick up this book and go day 1, day 2, day 3. And one of the things I think happens when you have the simple program like you've put together at the request of others, you don't have to go 4 or 5 days. You just go one. You take one at a time, and you deal with that and focus on that for that day. And then you move on to the next one. One of the components of benefit I feel that that gives is a level of discipline. It is a level of follow-through. It is a level of commitment. And that's what's beneficial to someone. And what makes it nice about what you've got in your book is that you've made it very compact so someone can read the 2 or 3 pages for that day. They could do it for breakfast. They could read it at night before they go to bed. However you want to do it, maybe take it with them. Tuck the book in their briefcase or in their big purse and just say, okay, I'll do it at lunch. This is what I'm going to do for me. I'm doing it for me. And I think that that's very important. I think so many times we're so busy doing things for other people and we're so busy being busy that we don't give time to ourselves. And that's what your program is oriented towards, is enabling the individual to focus on who they are, where they are and taking these little steps, not giant steps, but little steps, so that they're enabled to incorporate a patterning into their life that's going to benefit them. Let's talk about detoxification. Now, I know that there will be some people that will go on this and they go through all kinds of extremes. I don't believe in that. But what is your approach about this, and why is it important to bring it up to detox the body?
And you're right. That is day three, and each day is in a certain order so that you can, you know, I don't want to put detox at the 29th day because I want you to experience it early on. And I, like you, Donna, I do not believe in extreme measures unless you've got a major health condition and you're supervised. But there's simple things that you can do. Our body is designed to keep itself detoxified. But if you're under way too much stress and you don't get enough sleep and you're drinking water that's not good for you and foods with lots of pesticides and breathing polluted air, whatever it is, then your body can get to a point where it's overwhelmed and it's not able to flush out the toxins naturally. But some simple things you can do are getting enough sleep. And if we have time, I'll talk about how to get enough sleep. Keeping your body hydrated with purified water, eating more high water content foods. Most of us make the wrong choices every day by consuming foods that were never intended for our miraculous bodies. And Donna, you know what? Here's a great way to think about the best, healthiest, and most detoxifying foods. Produce is the most important health care that your money can buy. And the amazing thing is you can choose to eat delectable foods that just also happen to be potent medicines that heal the body and help restore vibrant health. For example, Chapter 5 in the book is about my favorite superfoods. 10 is about the spices in your spice rack that heal. 17 is about my favorite age-defying natural remedies. And by the way, on my website, you can click right in the sidebar on Walking on Air, and you can look at the table of contents, read the foreword. You can find out all about the book on my website, which is my name, SusanSmithJones.com.
Mm-hmm. Choosing a colorful, rejuvenating lifestyle. You also can talk about diet and that type of thing. And also, and I'm bouncing around a little bit here, celebrating mm-hmm. change in patients. And I think, and I know those are two different days, day four and five, but I thought change in patients, this is something I don't know of any generation that doesn't have to contend with this. And we can only really live one day at a time. And, of course, we want to be alert. We want to be responsible. But it really does take patience to be able to enact change. And what would you say to someone that says, wait a minute, I am so busy right now when I'm going through these changes. You tell me to be patient? How in the world am I supposed to do this? What would you say to that person?
I would say that we've got to live with more trust in our lives. And if you can choose, and it is a choice, to live more in the present rather than always worrying about the future and regretting something you did or didn't do in the past, because living in the moment is different than living for the moment. When you're able to do that, and again, I can't emphasize enough the importance of sleep, because without good sleep every night, you will not have a positive, optimistic, and hopeful attitude about the day, and everything will look like a huge mountain of chaos to you. But when you can live in the moment, and it helps if you are aware of your breath throughout the day, it's just keeping yourself aware of your breath. You can still be busy in life and do everything you need to do and still be aware. Where are my shoulders? Are they up around my ears or are they relaxed? Am I breathing deeply? Am I aware of what's going on around me? When you have that type of attitude, and then also, I'm going to add one more thing. Be aware that everything that's happening right now is going to be happening for your highest good. It's just your attitude that might make it seem like it's not. And I always say to ask yourself this question, and it's a change of a preposition. Rather than saying, why is this happening to me? say, why is this happening for me? It's just an asking a simple question where it's like the universe knows you're open to the guidance and the answers that you seek. And without taking a little time off, like you were saying, me time for yourself, it's going to be difficult to be aware of what's going on around you and be open to the internal guidance that you are always getting 24/7. It's just that so much people are living in that spin cycle lifestyle on the fast track and don't pay attention.
Choosing a routine of what you call living faithfully. Now, this is on day 21 of your 30-day program. Explain that to my audience. What is that chapter all about?
Well, I'm a big believer in living more with faith, because faith is making a decision that while you might not know exactly why things are happening the way they are in your life, you still keep that faith that in the end, it's going to turn out for your highest good. Now, again, that takes having a positive attitude, it takes being patient, and it takes letting go of worry and doubt and always analyzing everything. Most people live more from their left brains, where they're analyzing and judging and being critical about everything. But if you can choose to breathe deeply, let go, live more in the flow, you know, this isn't just people in Los Angeles that might think this way, but it's a way to get the most out of life, to make it more joyful. And you've got to have faith and trust that things are working out for your highest good. One of the things my grandmother taught me is each and every day she would say, live thankfully and live faithfully. And every morning I actually wake up. I know this might sound strange, but I live alone, so I've got no one else to make fun of me when I do this. But I wake up, first thing I do is I go in and use the bathroom, and then I put cold water on my face, so I'm really awake before I sit down to meditate. And I sing a song, and I sing it out loud. And it's a song from, do you remember the musical Oklahoma?
Mm-hmm.
And it's
yes.
The song, oh, what a beautiful morning, oh, what a beautiful day, I've got a wonderful feeling, everything's going my way. So I start my day off with that. And you can't think a negative thought at the same time you think a positive thought. And the moment you think a negative thought and a mean or angry thought, you've got to replace it with a positive, hopeful thought. Affirm what it is you want, because you are the CEO and the president of your body and life. And if your life isn't going in the direction where you would like it to go, I believe it first begins with your thoughts, what you say, because you're always attracting back to yourself what you think, what you say, how you feel.
Mm-hmm. And I think that one of the lessons in life, and I know it's happened with me many times, it is being awake to your own potential. What you said a moment ago is, gee whiz, you have to have that expectation that there is going to be an opportunity for you, but you do have to be awake. You can't be like a sleepwalker.
Exactly.
And just say, this is, well, I'll close my eyes and I'll, you know, pin the tail on the donkey somewhere and just hope that it's going to be there. But it's really being awake so that you are observing and listening and hearing and communicating. And I think many times what enables us to be awake is to have quiet time.
Oh, I can't agree with you more.
I think so many times it's very hard for someone to turn off their computers, turn off their phones, turn off the television, maybe the radio. Don't do it now, thank you very much, but it's picking the time, and my favorite time is early in the morning.
Me too.
I just love it. It's absolutely wonderful. And it does something. It absolutely rejuvenates you. But quiet sometimes is very frightening to people.
you know, when people aren't used to the quiet time in their lives, they do everything they can to avoid it by turning on the radio or the TV or talking or whatever it is. But there's magic in finding time alone. And it's important to enjoy the peace of your own company and by spending a few minutes alone each day. And if you live with lots of people, it might mean getting up before everyone else or hiding in the bathroom. And during that time, you breathe deeply and quietly. And that simple practice can enhance your health, your happiness, your peace of mind. And then you come to realize that change happens in life. And sometimes in the winds of change, that's when we find our own direction. And, you know, there are many things in life that will catch your eye. But I always encourage people to realize that only a few things catch your heart. And you want to pursue those. But the hub of the wheel for me is beginning my day with quiet meditation. Actually, I like to bookend my day with meditation first thing in the morning before I go to bed at night. And I've been a disciplined meditator for almost 40 years. Mm-hmm. And it's the most important part of my day because it brings a sense of peace and confidence and power that nothing in the outside world gives me.
Well, I think your book has so many wonderful parts to it. And that if someone wanted to do an experiment with themselves, do a 30-day discipline, if you will, because so many people are so busy, they're doing everything they can to manage their lives. But this is something they could do quite easily, one day at a time, and maybe put a check mark after you read each chapter. But realize this is a gift for yourself. And I think, Susan, that your book is very condensed, very concise in its message, and yet you've got a lot of inspiration that goes along with it, including your own personal story. Walking on Air, your 30-day inside and out rejuvenation makeover, and your website, Susan, is Susan Smith Jones, and that's S-U-S-A-N SmithJones.com. And she's told you about what you're going to find out about on her website, and the book is marvelous. It's not a real big book. It's, like I said, small enough you could put it in your briefcase. You could give yourself the gift of saying, I'm going to do this for me, and let's see how I feel. The experiment is yours. We're coming into a holiday season in the year. Why not do this for yourself and surprise everybody with how good you feel and how terrific you look so that you actually can enjoy the holidays and feel, instead of feeling like a over-fried French fry.
And you can look and feel your best by January 1st rather than starting then. Lots of people use it monthly. They literally start the first of the month and they use it to keep themselves motivated. I also tell people, and I believe in this, you just drop the book on the ground. See on which page it opens. That's probably the lesson you need for the day. And while you can get it at Barnes & Noble and Amazon, here's a toll-free number, Donna, that if you purchase the book through this number, you can get a bonus gift of my Nature's Medicine Chest and CD booklet. It's a combo. You can get it free with each purchase of Walking on Air. May I give you the telephone number?
Oh, please do.
It's 1-8, remember, it's Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. It's 1-800-523-9971. 1-800-523-9971. And if you want simply to feel more peaceful, in the sidebar of my website, Donna, I have 7 nature sounds, from the waves of the ocean to a babbling brook to even, you can hear a pasture at a farm, and you can hear crickets and the breeze through the trees, different nature sounds. They're great to listen to when you're working on your computer.
Hey, that's fabulous. Well, Susan, we are out of time. Your book, Walking on Air, is very well done, and I'm so delighted you were able to join me today. Thank you so very much for being my guest. This is Donna Sebo. Susan Smith Jones was my guest check out her website, which is her name, SusanSmithJones.com. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. I'm so delighted that you're with me today, and those phone lines are open, and if you want to be in touch with me, here is the toll-free telephone number that you can call into, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And all I need is your first name or your initial, and then after that, let me tell you what I perceive, and you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you like. So it's 888-627-6008, and I don't know if I heard a beep or not, but regardless, I don't think I did. Anyhow, I wanted to let you know tomorrow's going to be an open mic day. I decided that I was just going to leave the whole hour open to be able to have a conversation with you if you wanted to have one with me. So tomorrow is an open mic day. We won't have a guest, and then I am going to be flying to New York City. We are going to be having a guest, a rerun of a show with a gal called Sharky. And, oh, she is a doll. So if you missed that show earlier this month, by golly, you're going to be able to have a chance to hear it. I'll be on my way to New York City, and then I will be broadcasting live on Friday in the Big Apple. And my guest is going to be Jess. We're going to be talking about his dog, Cody. What a fabulous book this is. If you're an animal lover like I am, this is going to mean a lot to you. So that's what we've got on Friday. And, of course, we've got a great lineup of guests throughout the entire month. To find out about the guests, go in to the show information on bbsradio.com, and you'll be able to find out about the people that are coming up. I'm amazed at how fast this month seems to be going by, but of course when you're doing traveling, like I'm going to be in New York, I'll be back in the home office for a couple of days, then I'm going to be traveling up to Fairbanks and Anchorage, Alaska, so I'll be up there for a week. And for those of you, oh, I hear the beep, I'll be right with you. For those of you that got a mailing and you said, what in the world am I getting a mailing about California for? There was a printing error. And a new mailing is going out today to those of you in different locales with correct information about my schedule. So I apologize for that. Let's go to our first caller of the day. Welcome to the show. First name or initial. And where are you calling in from?
Tina, I'm calling from Tucson.
Hi, dear. And I'm sorry, I couldn't hear your name.
Tina?
Okay, Tina. First thing that I'm looking at with you is a lot of thoughtfulness. you are wanting to make some shifts about how you do things. And what you're trying to do is figure out those subtle movements or actions that are needed. You're really getting to a level of refinement in your skills with communication and organization. And you're finding that you're constantly wanting to make tweaks and adjustments, not unlike the way a speaker would if they had a particular format or program that they were presenting. And you are becoming more comfortable with asking questions, with making inquiries about what's wanted and what's needed. And I believe that you're going to be stepping away from what I call an isolationist type of an environment and incorporating more people that you can brainstorm with. And this is going to serve you very well. You're going to gain an adaptability, that's the word I will use, and a flexibility that you wouldn't even consider possible 2 years ago. So you are going through a cycle of change that fits very well with this season. And some of it's going to come in pretty quickly. You're also going to discover that there is a class that you want to take. And there might be a pretty good price tag on it, but there may be an opportunity that maybe you could get in as a volunteer in this class environment so that you could get what you needed, because it is going to be a costless class. And there may be some way that you could volunteer where you would be able to be there, do whatever they needed with assistance, and still come away with what you needed in the way of knowledge. And I think it's going to help you quite a bit. You've got a tight financial picture for the next 6 months, but that's okay. You've been through this before, and so it's just, hey, we'll do whatever we have to do and keep on going, and that's what you're going to do. What question do you have for me today?
Oh, well, thank you. I had a conversation earlier today with a professional person, and we were setting up a time and a schedule for us to work on a project together, and then we fell into a conversation, and the conversation was about 40 minutes long, and then she fell apart. She started going emotional, and she said, I don't want to hear this stuff. This is not... And then she started saying things to me, and I said, that's not what I said, and I'm not confronting, I'm not in conflict with you. And we ended up calming down and naming the time and day that we're going to work on our future project. But I'm wondering, do you see that stabilizing between us? I mean, it was just horrific as far as I was concerned, and I'm wanting to let it go completely, but I felt completely ambushed by her.
Well, there's a lot going on in this woman's life, and what you saw was her vulnerability. So what you need to do is to be able to detach from it, because you were taking it personally. And that's a normal response. There's nothing wrong with that. But you need to take dominion over your own space and put it back into the professional context that it needs to be in. And you have not quite learned how to do that. She has gone into a touchy-feely space, and then she couldn't seem to stop herself, and then she got on the overwhelm, and gee whiz, look what I'm doing. So her personal life is pretty much a mucky mess. So you don't want to get there. You don't want to get involved in any of this. What you want to do, dependent on how you are going to be interacting professionally, you need to give it a second chance, and you need to be able to have a conversation. And if you find that in the second interaction with her that there is a very difficult communication, then I would gracefully extract myself from the environment. I would tell her that obviously this is not going to be working for both of you. But the lesson in this for you is, one, don't take these things personally. Two, understand she's undergoing a lot of stress, and she was using you as a sounding board, and then she knew she had overstepped her boundaries of professionalism. Am I making sense to you?
You are.
Good. So what you need to do is enable her to save face. That's why you need to have a second meeting. Don't go into the meeting anxious. Don't go into the meeting angry. Don't go into it with any preconceived things. You're going to have a clean slate. You don't want to ignore what she did, because it is a patterning that has sometimes sabotaged her in the past. There's no blame here, but there has to be an understanding that we have this professional association. I am not a mother confessor here. This is not what I'm doing. This is the project. This is what we are needing to accomplish. And then get to the bare bones. If you find that she's still got this vulnerability, then just be very gracious and say, I must not be the right person to work with you. And that's okay. I think that you are going to be happier if you had someone else as that working companion to achieve XYZ. And then step away from it. Because, again, she's going through a lot of physical stuff in her personal life, emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual. And, again, she knows that she overstepped her boundaries. So the key is here, you enable her, and I know I'm repeating myself, to save face. So there's no condemnation, no blame, nothing of that demeanor. But what you do is present yourself as a professional, be gracious, have an intelligent conversation, and if she starts to go into that similar modality, then you can say, I really would appreciate it if we didn't go into that direction at this time. And then decide on how you want to do it after that. But I think you've got someone here that is very frightened in her life. And it is tough sometimes when people go through those phases. You've been through it yourself, where you, when you feel like you're in a safe environment, you just want to spill the beans about everything, even though it may be inappropriate. But
well,
you don't want to alienate her, because your paths are going to cross more than once.
I thank you.
You're very welcome. Life has a way of presenting some interesting lessons, doesn't it?
Oh, this came out of nowhere. It was like a fist in the dark. I had no, oh, man, I wasn't even prepared for that at all.
Well, understand, though, that she felt safe. Now, you need to keep that in mind. She felt safe enough with you that she could speak openly. And believe it or not, that is a very significant sign of trust. It's how you handle that trust that will make a significant difference for you and into any future associations or interactions that you may have.
Well,
and I want to thank you for your call, Tina.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. This is Donna Sebo, and if you'd like to call in and chat with me, 888-627-6008 is the telephone number to call in to. And quick like a bunny, I want to remind you, for those of you in New York, I'm going to be there live and in person. Yes, I'll be there the 14th and the 15th. Very short trip, but I'm available for private counseling. And also in Alaska, in Fairbanks and in Anchorage. That's coming up the 19th through the 23rd. Check out my website for the particulars and for phone numbers. But you can always call me at my office if you want to meet with me in person, 253-582-5604. And I know we've got another caller. We're going to take a quick break. Caller, do not hang up. We'll be right with you. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be coming back in just a moment.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo directly. You can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com, to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna, and we've got a caller. And if you want to call in, 888-627-6008. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
Hi, Donna. My initial is M, and I'm calling from Washington State.
Where in Washington?
In Tacoma. Your home.
In Tacoma.
Home,
well, you're getting dribbled on. Actually, yeah, we're getting dribbles right now, but we've been getting pummeled off and on.
A beautiful wind. We're having lots of wind. That's kind of fun.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And all these gorgeous colors are being flip-flopped off of the trees and put down everywhere, and people are getting out, as soon as it dries out a little bit, they're going to be out cleaning it all up. But it's just gorgeous. Okay, Em, let's work with some information with you. First of all, I want you to continue your writing. Now, what's happening with you is very interesting to me. I don't know that you've ever been involved with what I'd call automatic writing, but I do think that there is something that is happening with your writing that is going to have that kind of a feel. And you need to be sort of in a quiet space. If you're in a library or maybe early in the morning, you will need to make it okay that you sit with a pen in hand, with a journal maybe, and allow whatever comes into your mind, you write it out. Because I think you're developing an aspect of your intuitive sensory system that is going to be expressing itself through written format. When I'm watching you, there is a sense of isolation that you have, and you don't really mind it. If you were a teenager, you would, but you're not. You're aware that there is change occurring with you. A lot of what I'd call the knots and bumps of life have sort of been leveled out, straightened out. You've got a few more in front of you. But you're really doing a pretty good job of letting things go. And I'm seeing you methodically following a process of doing this. And you're very mindful. You're very awake. And you are reading people more effectively and efficiently. You are doing things more effectively and efficiently. Now, this is a very soft movement of shift and change that I'm watching. I almost feel like I am in a Superman movie. Remember Lois Lane and Superman flying through the sky, and it's just effortless. It's amazing. Her hair never got messed, nothing.
It was
perfect. It's just that kind of feel. I just feel like I'm moving, and there's this softness of movement. And as I watch it, and I'm watching you, I feel that within the next 3 to 6 months, you're going to decide where you really want to situate yourself, where you really want to be. And that's going to empower you to dedicate more time to your writing, to dedicate more time to your artistic self. I would not be a bit surprised if within the next 2 years you either take up watercolor or some kind of artistic expression. It needs to be something that moves easily, moves again, I'm getting this softness of movement. I think you're going to be doing what's often described as spirit paintings. I believe that you could put a blindfold on, have a wide-tipped paintbrush that's filled with paint, and have a palette in front of you, and it's as if you are doing this movement with a paintbrush, and you're drawing, although you're blindfolded. And then out of that, there comes energy, there comes a form. There's something that's happening here. So I really believe that your creative self is giving birth to an understanding of how the intuitive along with the creative can come together and can be totally in harmony and flow. And the practical side of your life, the financial side of your life, is going to be pretty stabilized. So you're giving yourself permission, I guess, to allow this to happen. I really like what I feel here. This is a modality, an opportunity of freedom of expression that you've waited a long time to attain. So I want to say go for it. Trust yourself. Trust the intuitive factor that's flowing through you. You're not going backwards, and you're not stuck. You have to sort of tread water for maybe about 3 or 4 months, so to speak. But you're not really. But you just need to go through this. It's all right. It's a very slow, smooth transformation that I'm watching here. I really like it. It's wonderful. It feels terrific. What's on your mind? What did you want to ask me today?
Whoa, that sounds pretty yummy. Thank you for all that information, and it seems to resonate from where I'm at. I'm asking more of an earthborn thing here, and that is, I'm about to consider taking off onto a conference in Minneapolis, and I'm thinking, should I spend this money to do this for something that I've done? And it's a possibility, and it just came up yesterday, and I'm thinking, should I or shouldn't I?
Well, what is the conference for, and how long is it going to be?
The conference is called The Edge of Life, and it's about consciousness. It's a consciousness conference, and I have a book that I was maybe going to bring there, possibly do a workshop if that's a possibility. But I just found out about this yesterday. It may be too late for the application process, but I have written to the conference heads to see if it would be possible.
When is it going to be going on?
End of November, or around middle of November, I guess.
Well, what I would suggest is talk to someone. I think you'd enjoy the trip tremendously, and I don't think it's anything about the money. But what I would say is approach them with the positioning of thought about the potential of your participating next year.
Yeah,
I don't know that this year is going to serve you in the way that you want.
Okay.
But I think next year will.
Okay.
If you decide to attend the conference to have the opportunity to introduce yourself, then it's going to be worth it. I think that you will make some new friends that will be very special to you. But if you're wanting it from the professional positioning of being a presenter, really ask yourself, is this going to be enough time for you to make the preparation that you need? And do you really have together what it is you'd want to present?
I think I have an answer to that, and that is I do have the material already ready, because my co-author and I already presented it in a workshop form, so I think I could do that. I don't know if something's telling me about end of November, Minneapolis, the time and blah, blah, blah. You know.
Well, you've got the conflict in here, because the conference itself, the preparation and the promotion and the other things that you may feel you'd want to do would be better served next year.
Okay, that makes
sense. So if you do it this year, look at it as an investment towards building associations. And, hon, I just realized I'm out of time. My goodness.
Thank you so much for your insights, and have a wonderful trip to New York.
Thank you so much. This is Donna Siebel. My goodness, we're out of time. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You're the captain of your soul. Oh, quick like a bunny. For those of you in the Tacoma area, remember, I have got a class coming up on November the 12th. go to my website. You'll find out some information about it. If you want more details, give me a call, 253-582-5604. We only have about 20 seats left. Yes, I just sent out the blast on Monday, and already we're getting calls. So please, this is going to be an interactive workshop. Give me a call, 253-582-5604. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.